In some ways, the election in State House District 61 is a rematch, except that this time education is the top issue in the race. The district includes Summit, Lake, Pitkin counties, and parts of Delta and Gunnison counties. Democrat Millie Hamner won the district 2 years ago, beating, among others, Deborah Ervin. Despite that loss, this year, Ervin, a Republican, is back to challenge Hamner.
Well, it's not about me. And if it was about me, I probably wouldn't, because it is very difficult. It's hard to put yourself out there.
Especially hard, she says, when her campaign manager husband returns from the post office with negative mailers in support of the incumbent. She is running because of what she hears from people about issues in the district. Ervin says people remain concerned about the economy. They tell her there is too much government regulation on business and that they don't feel heard in the state legislature by Representative Hamner. And topping the list of reasons she decided to run again was the defeat of the school funding measure, Amendment 66, which Ervin says Millie Hamner ignores and wants to keep alive.
That is a very strong indication that she's not listening. When every county in our district overwhelmingly defeated 66 to say, you know, I'm not listening to you. We want to put it back on because she thinks it's important.
National debate over the so-called Common Core curriculum has also rattled conservatives in the district. Ervin says they don't want a one-size-fits-all education program.
I think there should be greater autonomy in the school districts because the demographics are so varied across this district and certainly across the entire state. So what works in Summit County is not necessarily going to work in Lake or Pitkin or Delta or Gunnison.
It's no wonder education is the priority in this race. Incumbent Hamner is a lifelong educator. She has served as a teacher and a district superintendent. And in the state house, she chairs the education committee. Education is the largest single item in the Colorado budget. And despite the defeat of Amendment 66, Hamner says the biggest issue facing K-12 schools remains finding a sustainable funding source.
Going into next session, I'm going to continue the focus on bringing the interest groups together. We need to really think through what the right solution is for K-12 funding. Clearly, Amendment 66 last November wasn't the right solution. We went back to the drawing board this past session and got some good progress underway, but we're not finished yet.
Hamner points to bills that she has sponsored this year that will bring $500 million in funding for the schools. Interestingly, both Hamner and Ervin cite too much testing in the classroom as a problem. Not surprisingly, they also come at it from different positions. As we heard, Deborah Ervin would reduce the testing burdens by giving school districts more autonomy. Millie Hamner, the former teacher, doesn't object to the goals of student assessment so much as she does the workload that it has created for educators.
We've put a lot on our teachers to improve the quality of public education, and for good reasons. We want to see improved student outcomes. We want to see more students reading at grade level in third grade. We want to see more students entering kindergarten ready to learn. We want to see more kids graduating from high school without remediation, ready to continue their education path. But we also have to provide the supports we need for our teachers to be able to get this work done.
Hamner also sits on the Business, Labor, Workforce, and Economic Development Committee and on the Appropriations Committee. Her website lists the many pieces of legislation she's sponsored since 2011. They range from tax issues to, most recently, efforts to reduce wildfire risks in the state's forests. The nonprofit Project VoteSmart shows a lengthy list of interest group ratings for Millie Hamner. She scores high among more liberal organizations and low among groups like the American Conservative Union. She gets a zero from the National Rifle Association. It's the only group to rate Deborah Ervin. The NRA gave Ervin a 92% rating. Hydraulic fracturing regulations and questions about whether local communities can add their own controls will not be on ballots this fall, but both candidates have differing positions. Deborah Ervin believes sufficient regulations are already in place.
If you start to fragment it and then you have those regulations and then on top of that another area or district has their regulations placed on top of it, I think that's when we have a problem. Colorado has some of the the most stringent regulations in the United States, and I think we do a good job monitoring, and we should continue to do that.
For her part, incumbent House District 61 Representative Millie Hamner says the once proposed ballot measures would have been too divisive.
I am really relieved that there has been some work done to bring the interests together through the formation of the task force. And I think that this issue is going to consume us in the legislative session next year. So I do appreciate this opportunity for good minds to come together with good recommendations.
Colorado County clerks will mail out ballots for the November 4th election next week. Our full interviews with Millie Hamner and Deborah Irvin are posted at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.